10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Susan Wacky.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old right here on AM 560. I am Sue Zawacki, your host, and if you want to stream our show live, do go to our website at aginginforadio.com and click the Listen Now button right there on our homepage, kind of towards the bottom. And right below that button, you can also sign up for our emails, which is one email per week, only one. Yes, we do not inundate you with emails. We send out one per week about our upcoming show. And today's show is about stress, being stressed out, and de-stressing. And did you know that 53% of reported health problems are a source of stress? That is more than half. So stress is definitely impacting our lives, and it impacts everything in your physical and mental being, and it also erodes your health and diminishes your joy and takes full control of pretty much every area of your life unless you do something about it. And today my guests are going to talk all about stress. And as always, if there is always something to learn, no matter what age or stage you're at in life. And my first guest is Kate Silver. She is the author of the featured article in the Chicago Health Magazine, Winter Spring Edition. And the article is called Stressed Out. Welcome, Kate Silver, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. You wrote a great article. I mean, stress just really does get out of control unless you start to do things about it. I'm sure after writing the article, you really take note of stress.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. And, yeah, fortunately learned some easy methods to deal with it, which actually surprised me.
By writing the article, you started to really realize how to de-stress. But let's talk about stress to begin with. What's your definition of stress?
Well, stress, aside from being a feeling that we all know too well these days, is it comes from our body's reaction to a situation. And what's interesting is that stress is not necessarily a bad thing. Speaking in evolutionary terms, this is a kind of response that was actually what our ancestors used to save their lives. It's something that they would feel when they were confronted by, say, a saber-toothed tiger. And back in the day, it was that stress response that empowered them to either run away or pick up a spear and fight. So that's the fight or flight response that we hear about.
Yeah, I mean, that's been around forever.
Exactly, yeah. And for them, it was really important because that saved their lives, and that then enabled them to stick around and contribute to the gene pool and produce us. But today, we don't see many saber-toothed tigers running up and down Michigan Avenue. And the interesting thing is our stress response has not changed. So when we're stressed, our bodies still have that fight or flight response. It may be a traffic jam that we're stuck in on the Stevenson, but it's interpreted in the same way as it was when our ancestors were confronted by a saber-toothed tiger. It's an all or nothing kind of thing, and it's just how we're wired.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, when you say it's how we are wired, I mean, that's where it comes to, when de-stressing comes in, it's unlearning all of that.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
I mean, you see this in writing your article. It's like, when I say unlearning, I mean, when you're stressed, chances are you're not breathing well.
Right. Yeah. The physical response is, it goes like this. The heart starts to beat faster. The airways open up for more oxygen. Your excretion is inhibited, the pupils dilate, and basically you have to decide, are you going to fight, are you going to flee, are you going to focus? And that response is actually dictated by our genetics as well as our environment. So how emotionally your parents responded to stress will actually shape the way that you respond as well.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I mean, learning to manage stress is always a work in progress. Because there may be different stresses affecting you completely different than others. Like, even though it always does come back to the two basics, fight or flight, still, there's a lot of variables in between there.
Yeah, and it's a gray area. I mean, my partner and I we react to stress differently. So if I'm stressed, I want to be alone in a room. If he's stressed, he wants to talk it out. And you just have to learn how another person responds to that stress and then learn to respond to them as well.
Now, do you see this as a problem that is increasing, or are people really starting to manage stress?
It is increasing. In 2012, the American Psychological Association surveyed Americans, and they found that 44% reported their stress had actually increased over the previous 5 years. And at the same time, only 29% of those people believe that they're actually doing a good job of managing that stress.
Oh, wow, those numbers are pretty low. What do you recommend here? What's a great way to start looking at this, or start saying, you know what, I'm going to find, or for myself, come up with a number of ways to de-stress?
Well, one of the solutions that the physicians I spoke with talked about was something called mindfulness-based stress reduction, or MBSR, which is a mouthful. And that's an approach that basically empowers the stressed person to take control of the situation by managing their response to it. So let's say, for example, your bus is running late and you're worried that you're going to miss a meeting. So rather than getting caught up in that stress response when you're just seeing red and your head is swirling and you're just thinking, what if, you know, what's going to happen? What am I going to miss? How are they going to respond? I'm going to get in trouble. You shift your focus. And so you take a second and you focus on something so simple as your breath. So you take a deep breath and just think about that breath. And by doing that, you're actually taking yourself out of that stress response and that stress moment, because we as humans are, despite what we think, not capable of doing more than one thing at a time. So if you're focusing on your breath, you're not focusing on your stress. And then you can, at that moment, gather your thoughts and decide whether or not this is a situation that's worth getting stressed about.
Mm-hmm. You're able to really reevaluate.
Yeah. And it sounds hokey, but it's so true. As I was writing this this article, the moments that I would get stressed, I'd be like, okay, the therapist that I spoke with said, focus on your breath. And I would do that, and immediately all of the heart rate slows down, the breathing is normal, and it just takes you out of that, oh my gosh, a saber-toothed tiger is chasing me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's not that bad. It's not that big of a deal. And, you know, you say hokey. I look at hokey as simple, and actually simple
mm-hmm.
works.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean, that's the simplicity of it. If you just stop, you're very stressed out, you have a lot of things coming at you, or you're having a day where you're in overwhelm, stop. Take a walk. Take a little break. Go play some music. I mean, time is, you know, an illusion, I always say, and if you can just take 5 minutes and breathe and do something away from, you know, the whole situation, you'll come back with a different perspective and maybe be de-stressed.
That's exactly it. And I like the way that, you know, the therapist I spoke with phrased it as self-empowerment. She had originally gotten into this mindfulness-based stress reduction therapy because she saw it as a way to give her patients the ability to take control of their life and their stress. And she was seeing patients getting sick from stress and illnesses being exacerbated because of stress, and wanted to find, like you say, a simple, realistic way that they didn't have to do that. And if something as simple as focusing on your breath can lead to that relaxation, why wouldn't you?
Yes, you would. I mean, there's a lot of physical signs that affect, you know, with stress comes, you know, headaches, upset stomach, nausea. I mean, there's just so much, even that grapevines from those, you know, just simple signs and, you know, things that can occur with your health. But we are talking with Kate Silver. She is the writer of the cover story for Chicago Health Magazine, Winter Spring Edition, on Stressed Out is the article. Go to ChicagoHealthOnline.com. You can pull up that article. Kate, you're a world of information here in the area of stress. What are some of your ways that you relieve stress?
My ways are all pretty much exercise related, I would say. I will go running along the lake path. I will go cycling through a different neighborhood. My boyfriend and I recently did a walking marathon, which was a fun little exercise. We actually left our home in Roscoe Village, walked to Pilsen, walked to the south, walked back north past Lincoln Square, and wound our way home and hit 26.2 miles in what we call the world's slowest marathon. It was 11 hours and 56 minutes. And that was a huge stress relief because you're not doing anything but walking and focusing on walking and enjoying one another's company and just living, reveling in the moment.
You know, exercise works so well because it releases endorphins, and those endorphins help to combat the stress hormones.
Exactly, exactly. And you're not focusing on what's stressing you. You're just focusing, again, like if you're running, you're focusing on your breathing. If you're walking, you're focusing on, you know, obeying traffic and looking at the beauty around you.
Well, we're going to talk more about stress coming up here with Kate Silver right here on Aging Info Radio. Go to our website at aginginforadio.com for more information. We'll be right back.
At Standard Bank, they believe you should work with a true community bank that cares about your financial needs and who has the financial products for every stage of your life. They have a full suite of mortgage products from conventional FHA and VA loans to home equity loans and reverse mortgages. And they have the expertise to find the right product for you. At Standard Bank, you'll find services that fit your lifestyle. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Well, we are talking about stress today. It is an unavoidable part of your life, but I have Matt McCann, my long-term care insurance man, right here. Matt, the stress, I know you probably know as well, it erodes our health. And this is probably where you come in with long-term care insurance. But, you know, I've heard a lot of people say their premiums are expensive.
Sue, you are absolutely wrong, and I'm sure it's probably the first time anyone has ever told you you were wrong.
Aren't you funny?
Yeah. Well, seriously, long-term health care insurance is actually extremely affordable. But let's first talk about, do we actually need it? Well, having an affordable plan that addresses the physical, emotional, and financial burdens that long-term health care has on our loved ones is really absolutely essential. Not only does it relieve stress knowing that there's an affordable plan, but there's a high risk of needing care. If you take a look, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services tells us if you reach the age of 65, you have a 70% chance of needing some type of long-term health care service before you pass. Now, if I told you, Sue, you had a 70% chance of winning the lottery next weekend, would you go buy a ticket?
I'd buy a few.
Maybe one or two, absolutely. And while we hope we never need long-term health care, the cost of care is high, but the cost of the insurance is not. For example, a 53-year-old married male in good health can get a good plan for as little as $55 a month. Now, plans are designed individually. There's spousal discounts and good health discounts, but the essential thing is planning in advance. people can't call someone like me after they've had the health event, after they've had the stroke, after, God forbid, they've been diagnosed with dementia. You need to plan in your 40s, in your 50s, in your 60s, when you're in good health, when premiums are low.
Let me give out your number here, Matt. It's 866-751-7957. Matt is your long-term care insurance man with years, almost two decades of experience, nationally known. Go to radioltc.com. Matt, like I said, we need to do a show. We're going to do a show here coming up soon. So thank you so much, Matt, and I hope you enjoy our show on stress today.
Thank you, Sue. Love your show.
And I'm here with Kate Silver. And Kate, let's talk more about health issues.
Yeah. So I mentioned earlier the American Psychological Association survey, which stated that Americans had found that 44% reported stress had increased over the previous 5 years. And in that same study, 53% reported health problems as a major source of stress, and 94% believe that stress can actually contribute to major illnesses, including heart disease. And the physicians that I spoke with concur. They said that if there's a health problem in a patient, stress is going to make it worse. And that's pretty much true across the board when it comes to health problems. So you've got inflammatory bowel disease, you've got rheumatoid arthritis, you've got hypertension, heart disease, peptic ulcers, headaches, even diabetes. Stress can make blood sugar go up. So stress really does have some pretty impressive health ramifications. And on top of that, I think you mentioned earlier, when people are feeling stressed, they're not inclined to exercise, and they're more likely to eat poorly and gain weight. And it just becomes a cycle, which all contributes to unhealthiness, which leads to even more stress.
I mean, you really do have to realize that you need to learn to relax. I don't know when we stopped relaxing. I guess when technology took over with all the gadgets from morning until dark, or morning till you wake up and go to sleep.
Yeah, it's 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Managing stress, it's so important to really focus on what de-stresses you. I mean, for myself, if I feel overwhelmed, I love to listen to music. Take a break, listen to some music, take a walk, or if you can dance somewhere, dance. Just release the stress. Just let it go and then go back to what you were doing or what was stressing you out. Sometimes taking your focus off anything helps.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, and the experts recommend, you know, eating better, getting exercise, and doing something you enjoy. And, you know, that can be listening to music. You know, I love going for a walk and listening to audiobooks. I found that if I'm listening to an audiobook, even the least enjoyable tasks like cleaning the house aren't so bad anymore. And it's finding that one thing that makes you feel relaxed and happier.
Yeah, just learning that, you know, the part of your day where you relax is just as important as the part of your day where you're busy getting stuff done. I mean, learning, you know, I always say you need sleep. You also need rest.
Right.
You know, defragmenting like we do our computers.
Yeah, and putting that phone down so you're not even, because even if I'm looking at Facebook or Twitter, it's, you find yourself getting worked up at what you're reading. So putting that down and, you know, picking up a good old fashioned book.
Yeah, too much information coming at you. I mean, you can read something on one of the news feeds that does trigger a response because it's something that you're passionate about. And you think, why is that happening? It's better to just put down your devices. Say, you know what? I'm going to allow this time to de-stress.
Exactly. And then, I mean, even start Googling stress and you're going to get stressed. If you start thinking about the medical issues that it could bring about and looking at WebMD and diagnosing yourself right and left. And yeah, more information is not always the best answer.
It's not. And I mean, we really do try to do too much done in too short a period of time. Now you write, you also do the Frommer's Easy Guide for Chicago, and you were the author of the 2015 guide. What's that all about, Kate?
Well, I wrote the 2015 Easy Guide. It's the Frommer's guidebook to Chicago, and that was actually my that was my first authored guidebook. I've co-authored a few in the past. I used to live in Las Vegas and co-authored some out there. And this year, the Pauline Frommer, who's the daughter of Arthur Frommer, approached me and asked me to write it. So I got to spend a good number of months basically getting paid to write a book and become an expert on Chicago, which was fabulous because I love this city.
Well, there's good news about Chicago. You know, stress levels were at their lowest since 2008 in our city, which is great.
It is great.
That was through a national survey on stress where they said, you know, about Chicago. And I thought you might know that. Or where do you go to de-stress in Chicago?
Well, you know, I think, again, it's doing what you like. So the lakefront is always my go-to for any kind of just relaxation. So in the summer, it's sitting on the beach and watching the waves or going for a jog. In the winter, it's looking at those crazy icebergs and seeing, did you see the ice volcano that sprouted up along the beach at one point where water was rushing through the top and it actually looked like kind of a volcano?
No, I was probably hibernating from the cold.
So doing that, or, I mean, something as simple as going out to eat with friends. My sister has a couple of kids, and it's hard for the two of us to just get time one-on-one. And two nights ago, we went down to Atwood Cafe and just had a lovely dinner, one cocktail and some fabulous food, and had a lot of laughs, and that was great. Some other spots, I'll go occasionally. I'm not a big spa person, but I do enjoy the occasional excursion to King Spa in Niles. Have you ever been there?
No.
It's a Korean-inspired spa. So you go in, and there's multiple pools that you can dip into, and then this huge room with, I think, 9 different rooms with different temperatures where you just lay on the floor, and the different temperatures are supposed to help you detox. And you can go from one hot room to a super hot room to a cold room to a room that's coated in gold. And they all have different, you know, medicinal purposes. For me, it's just more the experience of reading about the effects that it has and then just, you know, taking my Kindle and sitting in the main room and just having a day that you devote to doing very little other than relaxing.
A day of relaxation. We should have a national day of relaxation. I mean, that would help so much. What do you think of that one, Kate?
Let's lobby for it. I say let's do it.
I think it should be a national day. I mean, you know, another area, too, is really learning to laugh. Laugh about how intense you're getting about a situation that really, if you shift your perspective, could be very small.
It's so true, and that actually sounds a little bit like mindfulness. I mean, it's taking a step away, being in the now, and realizing that maybe I'm taking life a little bit too seriously if I'm getting this upset about being stuck in traffic or running 2 minutes late for a meeting.
Yeah, they say life is too mysterious to be so serious. Well, Kate Silver, thank you for joining me today. And once again, ChicagoHealthOnline.com is the website, and Stressed Out is the article on the winter and spring edition of Chicago Health Magazine, which is an actual magazine. Thank you, Kate.
Great to talk to you. Have a good day.
You too. And Claudia Braun is a holistic health coach. She's coming on next to talk more about de-stressing and being stressed out, hopefully not, right here on Aging Info Radio.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day-stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit AlternativesForSeniors.com. Or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News, 50 and Better, struggles can break you, shake you, or motivate you. We are talking about stress today and de-stressing, you know, people being stressed out, shifting your perception, maybe taking a walk, you know, breathing. And my next guest is Claudia Braun. She's a certified holistic health coach. Welcome, Claudia, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. You have on your tagline, it said, could one conversation change your life? Call me for a breakthrough session. I'm sure one conversation can change anybody's life. Now, you do coaching. How do you coach people that are extremely overwhelmed or stressed out?
So that's a great question. One of the ways is to bring them back into the moment, because usually when we become stressed out, it's because we're trying to handle everything at once, which is impossible. And so the brain goes into overwhelm, and then we start to feel anxious. We start to feel that it's not possible. We start to feel kind of sweaty, and we end up being counterproductive. So what I do is bring people back into the moment, and we'll do breathing exercises so that they can actually connect to their breath and connect to the moment, and then really, once they're back in their body, they start to feel different and they actually can focus on what is the next thing that they need to do to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. One step at a time or baby steps at a time. You mentioned anxiety or people being anxious. I mean, that is so related a lot of times to stress, mm-hmm. but there's a lot to be said about somebody living with anxiety. And I mean, it is a problem. And people don't just get rid of it. It has to be really worked on. What do you suggest for your clients that feel that they are living with a lot of anxiety?
Well, you know, it's interesting because anxiety is one of those things that kind of builds on itself. The more anxious you are, then the more you start to feel anxious. And so then the anxiety kind of perpetuates itself. So part of it is identifying that you're feeling the anxiety and then start to notice what actually is contributing to it. So a lot of times it feels like everything, and people start to globalize it, and then it's again, it starts to feel that snowball of can't keep up, I can't do it, and then they start to feel more and more stress, more and more anxiety. So again, it's bringing them back. We do breathing exercises. I'm a really big fan of essential oils, so we work with that. Essential oils are the heart and soul of plants and flowers, and they actually connect to the limbic part of our brain, which is our emotional center. So once you start to smell something, inhale it, breathe it, things start to change, and you actually are able to start to open up that space. With anxiety, everything starts to feel very tight and very small. And so once they start to feel a little bit of space, they start to feel like they actually can breathe again. They actually can come back into their body, and they can start doing, again, starting to feel that they're not in that place of paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
And they're able to actually start to, you know, function, start to make small incremental changes. Because anxiety is that thing that stops people.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm here with Claudia Braun. We are talking about stress today. Claudia's website is livingmindfullyhealthcoaching.com. When you live with someone that is really anxious all the time or there's anxiety, I'm sure there's also things that you can do to help them. And I always say, until you walk in their shoes, have compassion.
Very much so. Very much so. That's the thing. I mean, it's kind of like when you have a 2-year-old who keeps, you know, having temper tantrums. The more you tell them to stop, the worse it gets. So it really is, you know, having compassion for what they're experiencing, what's going on, and then starting to help them start to shift. And the more you can actually appreciate where they're at, then actually you can help them start to shift.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry you feel that way. What can I do to help you? Or is there anything I can do? Do you need my support in any way? I mean, there's really compassionate ways. And to understand the anxiety is real.
Exactly. Right. It's not something that somebody is fabricating. It's they're experiencing it. And helping them start to move through it and really starting to identify ways that they actually can make a difference and that it's not hopeless, that there actually are things that can be done to start to feel different.
You know, it always seems that they want to give people a medication for something such as anxiety, and you can actually work through it. And I'm here with Claudia Braun. She is a certified holistic health coach. Claudia's website is livingmindfullyhealthcoaching.com. We are talking about stress today. I mean, there's so much to be said about stress, being stressed out. I really say we need to go back to learning to relax and resting.
Yes. It is so true. In fact, there is a study that's been done that taking naps actually can contribute to your creativity, and that the more people keep going and try to push through it and actually add more caffeine or something that they think sugar that's going to keep them going longer, it actually is counterproductive.
Yes, I could see that. We need to go back to being a kid and take a nap. All right, here on Aging Info Radio. No, don't take a nap. We're talking about stress, and we'll be right back.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Matt McCann is a nationally known expert on long-term care planning and endorsed by the American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance. Affordable long-term care insurance is a smart way to plan for the physical, emotional, and financial burdens long-term health care can have on a family and loved ones.
Learn more about long-term health care planning and get your free quotes from all the top companies.
Order your special report now and learn how easy it is to plan. Go to RadioLTC.com or call toll-free 866-751-7957. 866-751-7957. That's 866-751-7957. Discover your options today and get free quotes. RadioLTC.com. RadioLTC.com. That's RadioLTC.com. McCann Insurance Services. Long-term care, critical care, and asset protection planning. RadioLTC.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Zawacki.
Is stress controlling you and your life? We are talking about it today. Yes, stress, de-stressing, you know, how it affects your health and well-being. And I'm here with Claudia Braun. She is a certified holistic health coach. And Claudia, I'm sure, you know, being a health coach, you see repetition. Like, what do people do every day that continues to perpetuate stress and being stressed out?
Yes. Okay. So every day what people do is they start their day. A typical breakfast for people is a cup of coffee and perhaps a bagel. So those are two things that actually would contribute to initially your day already starting stressed. You're starting with caffeine. So it's going to start to get you wired. And then you're adding a bagel, which is high in carbohydrates. So already you're all jazzed up, and you don't really have the energy or the focus to feel in balance. So those are two things that people regularly do, and then they start multitasking. They get on a couple of devices. They get on the phone, and then they start doing email, and already you're going so fast that you start to feel the adrenaline pumping, and you start to already hit overwhelm.
Yes, aren't we a crazy society? I mean, technology, I always say there's just such a good side to it and such a bad side to it. I mean, the multitasking, too, that's so important that you don't do it, because you're really not giving your all to anything when you are multitasking.
It's true, and they have actually proven that when people multitask, they get less done. So it's a fallacy to believe that multitasking is a way to get more done, because exactly as you said, your attention is spread out, so you're actually not able to do the thing with focus, clarity, and, you know, find errors if you're putting out a content that needs to be true.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think with stress, too, there is a lot of psychological changes that perpetuate. I'll use worry as an example. You start to worry, and then if you're stressed, it's increased. Do you see this?
I do. I'm so glad you brought up worry, because I think that worry is kind of the thing that people think it's normal. It's, you know, we should worry. It's something that, you know, everybody worries. And actually, it doesn't help. It doesn't change anything. If anything, it makes things worse, because you start to feel bad. It makes your mind confused. It starts to make you start to feel nervous. And then, again, you can't come up with creative solutions, because worry is something people do because they're thinking usually about the future, or they're worried about the past.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't be present to actually where they could actually make a difference.
Yeah, wasted energy, I always say. You just can't change anything. But at the moment, I think another factor comes in to play with worry, and it can lead to irritability.
So true. All you have to do is watch people drive, and it's really evident.
Yeah, I mean, when they can't control a situation because it is in the past or it's in the future, that's where that comes in. I think there's also social factors that, you know, when people are really stressed, they could stop wanting to do anything socially.
Very true. Right. When people start to feel overwhelmed, that it actually, the thing that you most need to do is something different, to change it up, take a walk, move away from the situation, start to bring in things that actually bring you joy. Mm-hmm. And when people are so stressed, the world gets smaller and smaller.
Yeah, their world does. I mean, if you are stressed like that, let's talk about your coaching. Your website is livingmindfullyhealthcoaching.com. And what do you do? It says, could one conversation change your life? Call me for a breakthrough session. Let's hear about it, Claudia.
Yeah, so what I do with people is we really get into what's going on. You know, what are the things that are keeping you from where you want to be? And so we talk about that, and frequently people are, how can we start to change small habits that can actually make your life feel better? And so stress is that overwhelm, and so we get into a conversation and say, what are those things that you're doing every day that if we made one change or two changes, how that would change your life? And it's amazing. I have one of my clients who's a financial advisor. She's, you know, runs a board. She's got kids and, you know, a lot of stress, a lot of responsibility. And she has said that, you know, as a result of working together, that her life has changed. And because of so many of the things that we're talking about, she used to feel more irritable at her kids. She would start to feel exhausted. She would start to feel that, you know, she couldn't keep up. She had a lot of she still has a lot of responsibility. But as we started to work together and she started to implement changes, she has started to feel that her energy is more consistent and her mood is not up and down, and things for her are starting to feel more balanced because she inside feels balanced.
I think there's another area, too, is a lot of the baby boomers and senior women, we were perpetual yeses. Over and over, we could never say no, and we're learning to say no. I can't take that on too, which is a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing, and in addition with that is to learn to ask for help. And so many people think that they have to do everything alone or on their own, and that in itself is very stressful.
I kind of wonder if all the devices have triggered that independence of doing it all alone. Where, you know, you see everybody on their individual phones. The phones never ring at home anymore where you pass them around. I mean, that was a real family thing where people connected really, you know, in a probably a de-stressful way to enjoy the phone. This is Aging Info Radio, and I'm here with Claudia Braun. We're going to get Claudia's words of wisdom coming up next. Right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560, The Answer.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Families count on Standard Bank for personal service and convenience. Business owners find smart solutions and the resources to capitalize on new opportunities. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit StandardBanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Standard Bank invests in their communities with people you know, services that make your life easier, and resources you can count on. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, I'm here with Claudia Braun. She is a holistic health coach. We've been talking about stress today. Yes, stress will erode your health if you do not do something about it. Claudia, give us your words of wisdom for the day.
Okay, so I'd say the most important thing is learn to ask for help and remember to keep breathing and add appreciation to whatever you're doing, even if you don't like it, because appreciation really is the game changer, and it will start to change your brain. The more you start to appreciate, the more you actually start to feel appreciation, even if you actually don't appreciate it, your mind will start to change.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you, Claudia, for being my guest today. And again, her website is livingmindfullyhealthcoaching.com. I appreciate you being my guest today on Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue.
All right, and this week, let's see, my paw's pooch is a puppy, Connor, a two-month-old male Chihuahua mix. What a cute puppy. Go to pawschicago.org and check out this cute little guy, Connor, or give him a call, or do both. Call Paws at 773-935-PAWS or go to pawschicago.org. He will not be around long, but right now his tail's wagging and paws are crossed and hoping that you will call and bring him home because springtime is puppy time. Oh, yes, Daisy, you know it's springtime. And once again, Paws is 773-935-PAWS. And Chicago Title Land Trust Company will help you choose to inherit your home with only one simple form, which can save a family thousands in legal fees, time, and aggravation. Call Chicago Title Land Trust at 312-223-4110 or visit their website at ctlandtrust.com. And I've talked about it before, but I will say it again. If you are considering a reverse mortgage, you definitely want to contact Standard Bank. They make you feel good about getting a reverse mortgage, not only during the process, but long after. You'll get all your questions answered in person at any of their locations in the Chicagoland area. Call them at 312-203-4018. And as I always say, you can give Aging, you can send Aging Info Radio an email at info at Aging Info Radio. If you have a request for a show, you need a referral in the aging or elder care boomer or senior industry, or you can also call us at 866-560-3965. That's 866-560-3965. We also post all the commercials you've heard in our show up on our website under our expert partner pages. These are providers that are great at what they do. I always say that they're some of the best, if not the best, in the Chicagoland area. You'll find all that on our website, along with our show podcast. All of our shows are up after they air with pictures of our guests and a blog, all at AgingInfoRadio.com. I also want you to keep in mind, this is Aging Info Radio's disclaimer on all of our health shows. We are not advising you to do anything. You should definitely consult with your doctor prior to making any changes. We are here to educate and provide possible resources. So always keep that in mind. With Aging Info Radio, I was sent an email and I'm just addressing it. Once again, our website is aginginforadio.com. And please do send us an email and tell us what you'd like to learn about. I'd like to bring those shows to life. I am Susan Wacky, your host. And until we meet again right here on AM 560 next Sunday morning, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes...